a turnover in front. Ovechkin with a chance, he scores! Alex Ovechkin waiting out Kaden Primo. He scores on a pass from the top of the blue paint. It's 6-3, Washington!
All right, Alex Ovechkin's fifth goal of the year is called by John Walton on 106.7 The Fan and the Caps Radio Network. It is presented by our friends at Main Street Bank as Alex Ovechkin continues to chase 894. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Alex Ovechkin, side of the mouth. Well, the side of the goal crease, I should say. The mouth of the goal crease is what he wanted to say in English as the Capitals just buried the Montreal Canadiens in the third period last night. So Alex Ovechkin now with three goals in the last two games. He now has 858. Boys and girls, this might happen this year. A lot of people didn't think it would happen this year. It might happen this year. And he's someone got off to a little bit of a slow start, but a goal and two assists last night, 3 points plus two. He's been skating real well. He's, you know, playing 18 and a half minutes. You know, so they're not overusing him. Five goals, five assists in nine games. And I'll tell you this much. We've said this all year. We love hockey. We don't ignore hockey. We don't dismiss hockey like some of my other compatriots do. The Capitals not only once again continue to get balanced scoring and balanced, and this is without Jacob Chychrun. This is without Fox, who they brought in from the LA Kings as a big free agent. This is continued contribution from all four lines, even though they've had a little bit of struggle with the third line, what have you. Connor McMichael, new daddy. Another goal last night, fifth goal of the year. Alexei Protas had one earlier. It was called back because of a very tight offside challenge by Montreal.
Good call.
Alexei Protas with the fifth goal of the game. So he does get the one goal, but he probably, arguably, should have had two. And he's been great. As Matt just pointed out, shorthanded, Ovechkin assistant on that. Dylan Strome's got 10 assists. So it's Protas, it's McMichael, it's Ovechkin. Tommy Wilson had another goal last night. And here's the one thing that I'll say before we ask Matt for his experience last night at Capital One Arena because he went to the game. Here's one thing that I continue to say. This is now the fourth time by my count. I might be missing one, but the fourth time by my count in a home win this year. Vegas, Dallas, the Rangers, Montreal. Four home games, four wins, in which they have completely shut out the opponent in the third quarter, in the third period.
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate.
No, it is accurate.
I mean,
trust me.
Yeah.
But my point is they were in a back and forth game for the first two periods, and then for whatever reason, they've been able to put the clamps down on somebody
just
in the third period.
Blow the barn doors off.
Yeah, and score three goals to your yes. I forgot that part. And like that hasn't been the case in all of these games. I'm talking about defensively, where they have not allowed a goal in the third period of those four home wins. And that to me says a lot about this team, because that's when you're getting tired, obviously. That's when you could make mental mistakes, what have you, maybe take a bad penalty. Four home wins, four bagels in the third period defensively and in goal. And, oh, by the way, they scored three. Now, you were at the game.
Yes.
You took Lauren.
Yes.
Right? Was her first period.
No,
game,
I later found out that when she was a little kid, she went to a Flyers game way back when. Not old enough to know what was going on. And she, as she said, I had to ask my parents. So this was the first I remember fully. I kind of understand. I don't really understand hockey, but I understand the rules of the game, and I'm not going to get confused every 30 seconds.
So now does she, so she doesn't watch hockey like on a regular basis on TV or anything?
No, right? she's not. She is. I'm starting to introduce her to it. It's not her sport. And I will say part of the difficulty is there are so many intricate rules to hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And for a sport where, depending on where you hit the puck, it has to come back because it went too far, is the same sport that you can fight someone and only be in a penalty box for five minutes.
Yeah.
Like, the level of intricacy, it makes hockey not the easiest sport to jump
into.
Hell,
there was a music group, right, called Five for Fighting.
Yep.
Right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
There you go. But you guys overall had a good time.
It was a great time.
I saw a lovely picture of you two. Did I see right? Did she buy a Capitals jersey?
She did not. So her roommate, when she told her roommate, hey, I'm going to Caps game, mm-hmm. her roommate was like, you're not going in just random, like, shirt. You're going to wear one of my right. Caps.
And so, you shouldn't wear Flyers gear.
Yes. So she wore a Caps jersey.
Okay.
No, the one thing that I will say, which I've noticed while watching, but it's one of the things that is really noticeable when you're there, the Capitals' rate of offense is mm-hmm. the big thing, big game changer that I've noticed this season. It's making sure that when they do get on offense, because I would say this is not the fastest offense. Mm-hmm. There are faster offenses that, like, I think the Lightning were, that was a perfect example.
Lightning,
of them being
Hurricanes,
able to switch onto offense mm-hmm. so fast and get you off guard, and that's their style.
Mm-hmm.
The Caps will set up in the opponent's offense and keep on taking shots through the middle and just keep on getting second and third. Like, that's our current offensive strategy. Get it in. And then get second and third options off of it and have it, like, bounce around from person to person. And if you do it enough, it's going to end up in the back of the net.
I would agree.
I think all of that made, especially a high-scoring game like last night, which was 6-3, every single time the puck went by the Canadiens' goal, I was like, is it going to be a second? And you could see someone just half a foot off position and just whiff on the hit, that it would have mm-hmm. been an easy goal if they got it. But it was moments like that where I wasn't worried because, hey, we're going to get in another situation where we can create good offense.
No, I think that's a good breakdown. And here's one thing that I would just add, like, to your point about transition and speed and all that stuff, and then getting second and third chances and getting opportunities off of passes and going to the net and working the sides of the net. Which is all the little things that you have to do, especially in the playoffs, but of course over a long 82-game regular season. I do think my sense is, I don't know this, I do think they are faster this year. They're
yes.
not lightning fast, and when I say lightning fast, I do mean the Tampa Bay Lightning, and like really fast, like the Carolina Hurricanes Sunday, really fast.
But you can see very good, successful fast breaks. That it's one guy on, and all of a sudden, it just, we saw puck, and he's got open ice. He's skating, going for it. That happens much more. That's happened already this season, I feel like, more times than all of last season.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. They are getting, and by the way, I screwed up. I said Fox for the injured defenseman. It's Matt Roy. My bad. I was thinking about another Kings defenseman. Sorry about that. It's just hard to keep all these names in gear. And he's been out since game one. But John Walton said last night that he and Chychrun are expected to come back soon, for whatever that's worth. The Capitals are getting contributions again from so many different guys. We've mentioned this a number of times. Protas, you mentioned, got the shorthanded goal taken away, still gets the goal. Obviously, Ovechkin is Ovechkin. Tom Wilson had the goal-scoring spurt at the beginning of the year, didn't have another one until last night, gets back on the marker. Dylan Strome's got 10 assists already. We know how important he is. They're winning faceoffs better, at a better clip than they have. Maybe not down the stretch last year, they were better at it. Winning faceoffs was a major problem. Like, specifically, no offense, when Evgeny Kuznetsov was here, he was terrible. Terrible. You don't win faceoffs, it basically robs you of puck possession time and the opportunity to do what, Matt, you were just kind of talking about, is have an extra opportunity, be able to take one possession and turn it into a second possession. If you don't win faceoffs, you don't do that. So the Capitals, in addition to getting a lot of contributions from a lot of different, you know, and again, Connor McMichael just taking another step. He's been on this show a couple of times. We had Rasmus Sandin right before the season. He's played, very well, had a big night the other night. Protas, again, you could see it at times last year. He has just continued to turn it on. And again, he's really good shorthanded, as Matt just alluded to. Even though it didn't count, he was good shorthanded on Tuesday night. It was good short. But the Capitals, think about this. They allowed, here's one little worry spot. They're allowing a higher goal to shots on goal volume than ideally you'd like. Like, the Canadiens scored 3 goals and 15 shots on goal. But again, they clamped down in the third period, did not allow any goals. The Rangers at one point the other night had 3 goals, maybe it was 4 goals and 12 shots. Then the number of shots obviously increased in the third period, but they didn't allow the goal. So that is the one thing that you'd look at and you say, all right, if they can clean that up and continue at this pace of getting the kind of contributions from guys like Tyler Raddysh, from Jacob Vrana, who scored his second goal. Raddysh had an assist on Brandon Duhaime's goal. He's a little bit of a maniac. Matty, you didn't probably see this. He was mic'd up by Monumental. That dude is crazy. I mean, he is nuts in a good way. And he had the game-tying goal at 2-2 after they initially let it slip away. And Tom Wilson, again, scored his sixth goal of the year on the power play to get the scoring going. So a good win for the Capitals. Again, they didn't do as great in the faceoff dot last night, 61% in favor of Montreal. But they did really well on Tuesday night. I forget what the final numbers were, and it's been getting better. So, again, Alex Ovechkin's pursuit of Wayne Gretzky and NHL history continues right along. It's all presented by our friends at Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. And yeah, what was once thought to be a for sure thing that we would not see until early next year, Alex, again, heating up. 3 goals in his last 2 games, 5 on the year in 9 games, and now 858 for his career. Gretzky at 894, the record at 895.